The profile of learning is the new system of statewide curriculum guidelines that extols the virtues of hands-on learning and which encourages children to show what they know. It's also very controversial, and in the last year or so, the most vocal opposition has come from a group of parents known as the Maple River Education Coalition, based in southern Minnesota. The coalition made a lot of noise at the Capitol last spring, attracting attention from the news media and earning themselves the contempt of people like Governor Ventura.
You know, the Maple River group to think the UFOs are landing next month, too. You know, well, they do.
Okay.
They think it's some big government federal conspiracy.
The coalition's image as wild-eyed zealots may be traced in part to the group's religious element. David Ekblad, for example, is the pastor of the Baptist Church in Fairmont, and he's unabashed about his theory of what's really behind the profile of learning.
In order to accomplish a one-world system, there must be the ability to control everyone.
Ekblad says he believes the federal government's decade-old Goals 2000 plan, which encourages systems like the profile of learning, is modeled on the education systems of Cuba and China. And he sees the profile as a sign of imminent apocalypse.
That fits very well into what the Word of God tells us is happening. For we're living in the last days, and there will be a one-world government.
Although Ekblad says his religious views should not be taken as the official position of the Maple River Group, many people who oppose the profile share some version of his beliefs. Last spring, one profile opponent accused the chairman of the Senate K-12 Education Budget Committee of being the Antichrist. Incidents like that cause Renee Doyle to wince.
I've never been a conspiratorial person.
Doyle founded the coalition after resigning a seat on the local school board in protest over the profile.
But once you start investigating it, you get to this point of no return.
She says her group is made up of people from a wide variety of political and religious backgrounds, even a couple of atheists and public school teachers. And she says the reason the general public doesn't share her outrage over the profile is because it simply doesn't know what's really going on. She says almost all the news stories about problems with the profile seem to focus on the extra bureaucracy it creates. But she says that's just a side issue. The real threat of the profile, she says, is worse than mere paperwork.
Under the guise of the phrase educational reform, we have a new federal system being implemented which, instead of training children with a liberal, broad-based education, it's a highly specified, skill-based training based on what private industry and what the economy desires.
In the view of the Maple River Education Coalition, the profile is a big step toward a school-to-work education philosophy, modeled on European schools. The coalition and like-minded groups around the country say the federal government is working hand-in-hand with private industry to make American schools more employment-oriented. And on the face of it, this is true. The federal government has cooperated with business groups like the National Employer Leadership Council, which seeks to get companies involved with local schools to create what it calls career awareness in the early grades and to set up workplace internships for high schoolers, sometimes during the school day. Defenders of the school-to-work approach say there's nothing wrong with this. Lieutenant Governor May Shunk.
Business has said to the educators, we're getting students who are not prepared to work, and you know what? How can we help you? And how can I tell you? How can we tell you what these kids really need? Mm-hmm. And we have asked them.
But Renee Doyle says this philosophy turns the purpose of education on its head.
It is not for the needs of the child. It is for the marketplace, the economic marketplace. A new system is this. Will provide the human capital necessary in the exact areas of industry that they are needed.
State education officials consider this bunk. For one thing, the profile does not have any mechanism to require children to train for particular careers. But Doyle points to the profile's so-called life work plan, something she says is the first step toward career tracking. This belief is shared by Neil Breitbarth, a local Republican Party leader in southern Minnesota who co-owns an agriculture equipment company just outside Fairmont. He says the profile and school to work miss the point of education.
The implication is there that education is wasted on someone that is performing a task that doesn't necessarily require an education. For instance, a truck driver with a college education, they imply that that education has been wasted, and that is just totally wrong.
Some defenders of school to work do say that many Americans who go to college should really be having more specialized technical schooling and starting it in high school. Again, that's the European model, but Breitbart says he doesn't want to see it here, and he says he doesn't even think it'll fulfill its promise of better employees for businesses like his.
A well-rounded education is the best education, and not just track them into, you know, if they're going to build houses, you know, just teach them how to read a ruler.
Ultimately, much of the resistance to profile of learning and school to work comes from a very American fear of losing personal freedom, the value that Renee Doyle sees as most endangered by the new system.
I don't want to see, a 200-year-old country lose everything that it originally was founded on. I think we are the non-armored soldiers of this generation.
Doyle admits most Minnesotans do not see the profile of learning in the same terms she does. But she says it's only a matter of time, and she predicts it will eventually be the biggest political news story in decades. So far, the profile issue has not caught fire statewide, but it is smoldering at the local level. One Republican candidate in a special legislative election in Duluth is campaigning against school to work as well as the profile. In Willmar, local Republican leaders censured their longtime state senator, Dean Johnson, because he refused to vote to scrap the profile. And the Maple River Education Coalition is becoming a more established political action group. They've rented office space in Mankato in preparation for this winter, when the legislature is likely to reconsider the fate of the profile of learning. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.